Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor of the Tenkar's Tavern blog. And lest we forget, we have communities on MeWe and Facebook and Discord. You can look up Tenkar, you can find the communities. So, what do we have today? Well, today, we have another update on the Marmorial Tomb Kickstarter. Now, this is the one that Trollord Games came in and, pulled the fat out of the fire. Now, I said when they did that the reason why this Kickstarter was savable is because it needed a project manager primarily, and because the money was still there. So here's the update from today. Greetings from the Dens. Trollord Games. It's been roughly a week of looking at what goes into the Marmorial Tomb Kickstarter. As noted in a previous update, my primary objective at the moment is to get a good handle on the status of the material offered in pledge levels and stretch rewards and overall financial health of the Kickstarter. So without further ado, the status of the main book is my primary concern. I'm working towards getting a copy of that to see exactly what remains to be done. Benoit and I have set up a Dropbox, and he'll start moving files over shortly when I have a better handle on the main book. I'll let you know. The expansions are in a similar state. I am working towards getting copies of what has been done on those as well. Now, this is the part to listen to, folks. Financially, the Kickstarter is very healthy. What was I saying prior? What have I been saying for the last couple of years? I saw the books. I saw a statement from the savings account, business account, where Ernie had parked the money. And I said the money was there. And there's a few naysayers out there that's like, they spent the money. No, this isn't far fucking west, okay? This isn't a Judge's Guild, City State of the Invincible Overlord, all right? This isn't Dwemermount, okay? Say what you will about the process that Ernie and Benoit were doing. They've been honest with your money, my money. Okay. Let me continue. Ernie has kept the money in an account all this time. Yep. There we go. Ready to pay for things as needed. Though I did not request an expense report, I can estimate the cost of much that goes into these books, and things look good on that front. I'll know more as we go forward, but overall, this looks good. Again, I would get this freaking, well, how come you're not hounding Ernie and Benoit over the Kickstarter? I knew the money was there. I knew the money was there. Okay. It wasn't pissed away. It wasn't snorted. I'm not saying that anybody did that. Because the snort dollar bills is kind of hard. You'd have to convert to something else that might be illicit. But I'm not. I knew this money was accounted for, and if the money is accounted for, the Kickstarter is very much alive. And now we're seeing that. This is the reason why nobody is writing to save the City State of the Invincible Overlord Kickstarter. All right, that money was pissed away. At best, it was mismanaged. Worst case scenario, I'm not going to go there because somebody's going to go, you can't make those accusations, so I'm not going to. All right? But certainly the money was not spent on Kickstarter expenses. Here, the money is there. Now you know why Trollord Games knew that this Kickstarter was salvageable. We're going to try to make sure all pledge offerings and stretch goal rewards are honored. There will be some that have to be changed in those cases, and we already have two, see below. We will endeavor to replace the stretch reward with something else. We will, of course, keep you in the loop about any changes. Speaking of changes, first one up, the cartoon by Tom Wham. Tom's a good friend of mine, not me. This is Steve Chanel. And we've worked together on multiple projects, but he stepped back from active game design and cartooning these days and doesn't feel up to taking on any more work. We'll replace Tom's cartoon with a cartoonist we work with, Jason Walton. Jason does our Christmas card every year. hosts of covers and interiors. Though he does not have the old school credentials as Tom does, he's exceptionally good. And let me give you a sample at the bottom of the update. The cartographer who was working on the maps has since moved on. Benoit is sending me the level that was completed. There's a little bit of a screw up here. I'm going to skip the map part. Suffice to say, Benoit was doing the maps. The maps are done. The part of the maps that aren't done apparently is blowing them up for VTT scale, I guess, where 1 inch is 5 feet. That isn't done. That's neither here nor there. Back to Steve. That's all I have for now. I'll try to do weekly updates, even when there is no change. I can't promise that, however, as time seems to fly by here in the dens, but we will try. Benoit and Ernie both are very excited to have us helping out, and I hope it is affording them enough mental relief to get the finals done and to us. As a last note, don't hesitate to reach out with comments or messages. If you see I am missing something or something needs to be addressed, please let us know. Thank you all and have a wonderful weekend. Steve Chenault. All right. I'm gonna throw some praise here at the trolls. I'm going to throw some praise here at Steve. This project needed direction. It needed somebody to tamp down and, get this put in a direction where it can be completed. Again, the monies were still there, right? They weren't pissed away. They didn't go up in smoke. They didn't wander off. They didn't find a way to a strip club. The monies are there. And that is why the trolls were able to step in. This is going to wind up being something very nice, very wonderful to have when it is completed and when it is done. And now we know it will be completed. We know it will. That's a wonderful thing. As for other fiascos out there, when the monies are gone, you don't expect much. Monies are gone with CSIO. City State, gone. Okay. Far West, gone. That was lost with either medical expenses or pet expenses or... What was that, Rach? Rehab? I don't know if it was rehab. No. That unless it's rehab for, Twitterers. Internet. Yeah. It might have to be, you got to take Gareth off the interwebs, and then he goes into withdrawals, and his fingers start to fucking shrivel up because I can't tweet myself out 17 times in an hour, and yet I can't write a fucking page for this RPG that's going to be 8 years overdue. Oh, sorry. I turned this into a fucking rant. Ignore my fucking rant, okay? Well, don't ignore it, but take the good out of this. We are going to get a Memorial Tomb final product. And it is going to be good. Why do I know it's going to be good? Because I know the maps are fucking amazing. I've seen what Benoit has been doing. And the money was managed well. So there will be money to get this into your hands. Get it into my hands. Get into the hands of the community. But what more do you want at the end of the day? All right, folks. On that note, if you enjoy this podcast, please step over. If you're listening on Apple, step over to iTunes or Apple Podcasts or however you listen to it there on Apple. Leave a review, leave a rating, a ranking. We're solid 4.5. I have no complaints, but I'd like more people to get their input. It's always nice. As always, be safe, be well. God bless. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. And by the way, no, I was not watching Thursday Night Football last night. I did not see the Fight of the Century breakout. I'm still waiting for something like that to break out at like a D&D table, you know. Somebody freaks out and, you know, takes off a Viking helmet and bashes the GM in the head. All right, no, I'm not really waiting for that. It would be bad, but I could see it happening in some games. I could see it happening. All right, folks. Mañana. Laters.